to listen to Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Another beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It's good to be able to come right back in your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. My, aren't we experiencing some wonderful weather? But not only are we experiencing wonderful weather, but isn't God so good? This is the day the Lord has made, the Bible said, and we can rejoice and be glad therein. And we're so glad today that you've opened your homes, your convalescent place, wherever you are. Today, I feel within my spirit just to make this a shut-in day, and there's so many people I have to thank. I'm just going to take my time today and be calling many names, people that I appreciate. And not only the people I call their name do I appreciate, but I appreciate you because there's so many people that hear our broadcast and we don't call your name. Well, maybe you don't want your name mentioned. I don't know. But anyhow, we love you. We appreciate you. And we appreciate the folks who responded for our birthday. And many of them wrote us cards and said, well, we know exactly how old you are, Tommy, but we're not going to tell anybody. And I certainly do appreciate that. It's not that I'm ashamed of my age, but I'm glad that God has given me the longevity he has. Okay, let's go now. Listen to a song that I do. Says, Mama, see the man.
He's the one who touched a blind man's eyes the day upon the street. And I watched him as he healed a crippled man for twisted, broken feet. And he loved the little children. I could watch them as they sat upon his knee. How could they hurt him? This man's so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man, he looks like to me, he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes, he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walk along the shores of Galilee. Such a good man, it's all quite confusing to me. He's the one who walked upon the sea. I was watching from the shore. Did I hear him tell this lady, leave this place and go and sin no more? And all I ever knew of him was doing good for people just like me. In the darkness, I could see it. Three tall crosses, I could see. Mama, see the man. Looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man. In a few more minutes, he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walk along the shores of Galilee. Such a good man, it's all quite confusing to me. Mama, see the man, looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying.
Mama, see the man. I like doing that song. It's got such a great message. Just send that up to Richard and Francis Pence. And also, let's remember Howard Raines and his wife, Clifford and Thelma. And my, these have been great friends of ours. Sunrise Chapel, Delmer Stillwell, the pastor in Prima. That's way over in the Athens area, and we certainly appreciate these folks and what they've meant to the broadcast. And then let's remember Anna and David Cole, good friends of ours here at the broadcast. Faithfully, Bob and Evelyn Guy. And today now, at the Linside Church, Brother Amos Turner, an old friend of ours from here that pastored the Baptist Church out here on Pine Grove Road, will be at the Linside Church preaching at 11 o'clock. So you and around the area, if you know Brother Turner, you'd like to come by and hear him, be at the Linside United Methodist Church at 11 a.m. this morning, and he will be delivering the message. We're going to be there, but he will be bringing the message. Let's also remember Howard and Annalee Broyles and Barry and Patty Harper. And I said a while ago that I wanted to do this especially for the shut-in. Ethel Coulter, I want to do it especially for you, and also let's do it for Catherine Mendes. And let's do it for another great friend of ours, and that's Margaret Higginbottom. Let's go right now. Let's just call this the shut-in hour, and let's listen to a medley of songs that I do, old songs I hope you enjoy.
The garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and a voice I hear calling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he speaks at the sound of his voice. Let the birds that they sing, and its melody that he gave to me, within my heart is ringing. And dreams. It's to the Lord in prayer.
Well, I do hope that that kind of blessed your heart. Not because I sing them, but I sing them right directly to you because they're old songs and they kind of, well, they just kind of move across the fibers of our soul. And we felt impressed to do that because we do love you. We appreciate you. We don't know exactly what it's like to be a shut-in, but we have experienced some problems ourselves. And my mother, please pray for her. She'll be 90 years old her next birthday, and she's a shut-in person. And my heart goes out to you. I certainly appreciate you, and I love you. Good to hear from Calvin and Delphia Lemon and my old friends that we've met several years back by radio ministry, as a matter of fact, and we certainly appreciate them, hoping to get to see them again real soon. Also, Charles and Becky Lilly from up Pipestown, what great friends they've been. Virginia Williams, who has been unable to come to church for a while, and also Ruth Williams, and here's the broadcast faithfully. As you remember, Alan and Melinda Prophet from way over in Beckley, they're here in Beckley. You see, we're doing two radio broadcasts, and it's hard sometimes to get it all together. But anyhow, let's remember Harry and Armetta also up on the mountain, Weigel, Harry and Armetta Weigel up on the mountain. We're going to go right now and do a song by Clyde Murphy and Juanita. I haven't heard from them in a while. I hope they're doing real well. But a song that I love, and I hope you enjoyed it. It says, "If God is dead, then who's this living here in my heart?"
If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? He put flowers on the hill. Your cup he gladly filled. How can you turn around and say, God is dead? But when your stories have all been told, there's one thing I'd like to know. If God is dead, a shelter from life's stormy weather, gives us love that keeps us together. When life gets like a chill on a raging sea, but when the stage of life grows cold, somebody helps us to play our role. If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? If my soul had windows, I'd leave it open so the world could see.
Living in my soul. I want to remember today Ed and Mary Jo Ballingy, and remembering the passing of his father, Kit Ballingy, who was buried this past week, and a great soldier of the cross, a great history of gospel laid behind him. And we do appreciate Ed and Mary Jo. Good to be in their home the other day and kind of visit with them. Also, another passing of Harvey Adkins, preacher Harvey Adkins out on Pine Grove, who pastored the Dry Pond Baptist Church. I understand he's been there for 40-some years of pastoring, and, you know, that's a great time to labor for the Lord. But the Lord seemed fit to take him on home to be with him. Also, let's remember today Bill and Ruth Thomas, and hope that they're doing good. Good to be with Bill not very long ago. And also, let's remember Bobby and Alicia and Cinda and her mother, Mrs. Young. I hope that she's doing well. I haven't seen her for a while, but hope that she's doing real well. And then also, I don't know whether I've missed this or not, but Barry and Patty Harper. And Barry will be speaking for us today down at the Rock Camp Church, and we certainly do appreciate him. All right, let's go back and listen to this song. This one really changes the tempo. It says, "Come on and let down the net."
Why don't you let down your net? Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain. There are some of you, diseased and afflicted, and sickness reigns within your mind. You've let the prophets of death and unbelief convince you that Jesus don't heal the sick and blind. Why don't you let down your net? Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out his glad rain. Your body's weak and tired from pain. Well, it's time to get up. Stand up on the Bible. He's pouring out his latter rain. Come on and let down your net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net. Way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain. Your weapons are carnal, the blessed name of Jesus is your power. When he tries to bite your children, remember what old Paul did. Just shake old Satan off into the fire. Come on and let down your net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot sustain. If you shake down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the light.
All right, let's send that out to Otis Clyburn and his wife. I haven't talked with Otis for quite a while. I hope that everything's well with E. And all of the folks, we appreciate you, you that are there in the listening audience, here in Nares and also here in Beckley. And we haven't said anything about the website, but we've had so many people that's pulled up on it. And if you'd like to pull us up on the web, you can at STBI. Now, if you have problems remembering that, just remember the theme of our broadcast, Something to Believe In, STBI.org. And pull us up, and please sign the guest book if you do, and if you don't, that's quite all right. But anyhow, if you'd like to have a tape, I told you last week that we would like to get a tape in your home, okay? Let's move over to the book of Acts. I like the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. This is exactly the way they acted. This was in the beginning of the book of Acts in chapter 1, in verse 4, the Bible says this. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time of the seasons, which a father hath put in his own hand, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You know, isn't it amazing that we're still seeing the fulfillment of that scripture? How could it be spoken so many years ago and still come past today? It's simply because men of old, according to the Bible, they moved as they were moved upon by the Spirit and the power of God to write the Holy Writ. And you know, we see God's Word still unfolding, even in our hearts and life today. But when are we going to move from our preaching from spectacular to spiritual? You see, we must focus upon the spiritual formation, not the spectacular display. Jesus, on the day of Pentecost, empowered men and women that they may go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you know, today our voice can even be heard. I mean, I'm just an old, ordinary stump preacher. I quit school in the ninth grade. However, I did go back and get my diploma. I did finally graduate. But anyhow, an old stump preacher like me, a man that doesn't know a whole lot. As a matter of fact, I'm not only spiritually ignorant, but I'm ignorant in so many other ways. But then again, when God moves across the fibers of the soul, He calls us for spiritual formation, not spectacular display. You see, He puts the words up in our lips, and He tells us to go preach the gospel. And you know, we preach it with power and great emphasis. Because, you see, the Bible said, His word would not return unto us void, but it will accomplish that which He has sent it to do. And years ago, I had my first experience, the first sermon I ever preached. I stood before a congregation of people, and I was literally frightened. I did not know what to say. I had been to church. I had made my commitment that I was going to preach the gospel. But then when it came time to preach, I did not know what to say. I stood there, I looked at the people, I was so frightened, I can remember it, it's just like it happened yesterday, and I looked over that congregation of people, and you know, all of a sudden, I felt the sense of God's security. I just wanted to turn, instead of looking at the crowd, look behind me, because I knew that the presence of God was right there, and I just knew that God was going to be with me, and it seemed that within my spirit, I could hear the voices, you go preach, I'll preach with you. You go sing, and I'll go sing with you. And you know, that happened back in 1962, and God has been using my voice down through the many years. We've always been blessed to be on the radio. We've been on some radio station somewhere for almost as many years as we've been preaching the gospel. I guess that I've always said it so many times that when God called me to preach, I said to Him, I said, now what radio station do you want me to get on? Well, I just felt I had a message that needed to be heard. But you see, it isn't because I wanted to be a spectacular displayer. I wanted people to hear what God had called me to preach. And you see, we buy into the myth that good preaching makes good churches. But it's not the preacher, but it's God. You see, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter was anointed with power from on high, he was in that upper room, you know, when that mighty rushing wind came down and it filled the house in where they were seated, and it also filled the believers. 120, I think, was present. And all of a sudden, across the fibers of the soul of Peter, moved to preach. Now, Peter, he was that kind of guy that would disagree with you, that kind of a guy that would say one thing and go do something else. But all of a sudden, when God's Spirit moved upon him, he was reminded of the old Scripture. You see, the prophets of old had spoken about this day. Joel had spoken this day so many, many years before that. And now, on the day of Pentecost, when God's church was once again illuminated, filled with the power and the presence of an Almighty God, the blessed third person of the Trinity had moved within the bosom and the soul of men. And now they were moved by a divine spirit. And old Peter rose up and said, men and brethren, this is that which is prophesied by the prophet Joel, saith, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall have visions. Your old men shall have dreams. And, sir, I'm here by the means of radio today to tell you that Pentecost has never died. Men are still being moved
by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Men need to be endued with power when they go into the pulpits. And people that sit in the pews need to be endued with power, that they are ready to hear what God has to say to the church. And you see, preaching must become responsive because it is a response of faith and not a professional task. Today, there are many people who are only out there because they want to be a professional person. To them, it's no more than a job. It's no more than going down and punching the clock. But today, preaching must go beyond that because, you see, we as men of God need to go forth and tell men and women that it's God looking for people. You see, I don't know about you, but I wasn't looking for God when God saved me. It was God who came looking for me. And you know, John the Baptist came out of the desert wearing clothes that did not meet the fashion of that day. And he had eaten locusts and wild honey, and he wasn't the most beautiful person that ever came forth. But he came forth preaching a gospel that moved across the fibers of the soul and said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And just about that time he looked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And sir and ma'am, today that is the message that the preacher ought to be preaching. Every church ought to be proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every choir ought to be singing about the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Every witness ought to be out in the highways and into the hedges and telling men and women that God is looking for them. You see, that's a God that can meet our needs. There are so many people today that are serving dead gods. God that no longer can meet the need of the people. Not only that, but I've said it so many times, dead preachers preaching to dead people in the dead congregation. But sir, God's not dead. God lives forever. My Jesus lives. He rose victoriously over hell, death, and the grave, and said, "Because I have overcome the world, ye shall overcome also." And Jesus has given us power that we might preach His wonderful gospel. And the blessed Holy Spirit will move across the fibers of the soul of those that hear and those that believe. And it is the seeking of God that moves the heart of the seeker. You see, folks, you never know who and what is really looking for the apron of God, like the woman of old who had been everywhere and grew worse. But now she's going to touch the hem of His garment. And isn't it great today that we also can touch the hem of His garment and we can be made whole from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet? Why? Because Jesus Christ paid a price that He did not owe. He paid my debt because I could not pay. And sir, today I preach to you to tell you that if God be for you, there is no power that can ever stand against you. We certainly appreciate you listening to our broadcast today. Would you send a write to us? We'd love to hear from you. If there's anything at all we can do for you, we love you. We appreciate you. There are so many people that hear our broadcast that we don't mention your name. I'm not on here to just mention names. I appreciate you. Our ministry has become a great success, and I can say that because that blights the devil's eye. Because people like you have prayed and paid and helped us to keep this ministry going into the hearts and homes of many people. And like I said a while ago, now we can be pulled up on the web, which the web reaches worldwide. And you know, it's great. We have received mail from different areas of people, and we know that they're listening. Not to be heard of men, but that God's Spirit might reach across the airways. Sir, ma'am, I believe in a divine God reaching out to a divine world, a world that He created, and people who are caught up in the web of sin and delivering them. Because, like I said a while ago, if God be for you, there's no power can be against you. Now, Father, as we close this broadcast, Father, we do not close it. We're just going to kind of cease our voices until the same time next Sunday. But then again, we pray your blessings upon the sick. We pray your blessings upon the shut-in. We pray for those, God, who are unfortunate. Maybe a home that's been broken. Lord, Satan has travailed, and it seemed like it's just torn asunder. And God, so many people that are sick in their body, be their great physician. Walk among them right now. Touch, heal, and deliver, because Thou art worthy of all of our praise. In Christ's name we said it. Amen. Well, until this same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
We appreciate each of you for your loving prayers, and we look forward to being with you again next week. And as we leave you today, always remember there is something to believe in.